Should we take a minute? Om Sahana Bhavatu, Sahana Punaktu, Saha Viryam Karavavahai, Tejasvinapati Tamastu Ma Vidvishavahai. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Together. Om Ganana Antwa Ganapati Gum Havamahe Kavin Kavinam Upamashravastamam Jeshtarajam Brahmanam Brahmanaspata Anashrinvanuti Bissidasadhanam Om Mahaganapataye Namaha. Om Namaste Astu Bhagavan Vishveshwaraya Mahadevaya Trayambakaya Tripurandakaya Trikalagni Kalaya Kalagni Rudraya Nilakantaya Mrityunjayaya Sarveshwaraya Sadashivaya Sriman Mahadevaya Namaha. Om Trayambakam Yajamahe Sugantim Pushivartanam Urvarutamiva Bantanan Mrityor Mukshiyamam Ratavanta. Om Shanno Mitrashan Varunaha Shanno Pavatvaryama Shanna Indro Brahaspatihi Shanno Vishnurukramaha Namo Brahmane Namaste Vayo Twameva Pratyaksham Brahmasi Twameva Pratyaksham Brahma Vadishami Ratam Vadishami Satyam Vadishami Tanmamavatu Tadvaktaramavatu Avatu Mam Avatu Bhaktaram. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Om Sa. सहनाभवतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनापतितमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ यश्चन्दसा मृषभो विश्वरूपः छन्दोऽभ्योऽजमृता आत्सम्बभूव समेन्द्रो मेधया आस्पृणोतु अमृतस्य देवधारणो भूयासं शरीरं मे विचर्षणम् जिह्वा मे मतिमत्तमा कर्णाभ्यां भूरि विश्रुवम् ब्रह्मणः कोशोऽसि मेधया पिहितः श्रुतं मे गोपाय ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ अहं वृक्षस्य रेरिव कीर्तिपृष्ठं गिरेरिव ऊर्ध्वपवित्रो वाजिनीव स्वमृतमस्मि द्रविणगुंसवर्चसम् सुमेधा अमृतोक्षितः इति त्रिशङ्कोर्वेदानुवचनम् ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ पूर्णमदः पूर्णमिदं पूर्णात् पूर्णमुदच्यते पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ आप्यायन्तु ममाङ्गानि वाक् प्राणश्चक्षुश्रोत्रमथो बलमिन्द्रियाणि च सर्वाणि सर्वं ब्रह्म उपनिषदम् माहं ब्रह्म निराकुर्याम् मा ब्रह्म निराकरोत् अनिराकरणमस्त्वनिराकरणं मे अस्तु तदात्मनि निरथेय उपनिषत्सु धर्मास्ते मयि सन्तु ते मयि सन्तु ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ वाङ् मे मनसि प्रतिष्ठिता मनो मे वाचि प्रतिष्ठितम् आविराविर्म एधि वेदस्य महानी स्तः श्रुतं मे मा प्रहासीः अनेनाधीतेन अहोरात्रान् सन्ततामि ऋतं वदिष्यामि सत्यं वदिष्यामि तन्मामवतु तद्भक्तारमवतु अवतु माम् अवतु वक्तारम् अवतु वक्तारम् ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ भद्रन्नो अपि वातय मनः ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ भद्रं कर्णे विश्वनुयाम देवाः भद्रं पश्येमाक्षभिर्यचत्राः स्थिरैरङ्गैस्तिष्ठुवागुंसस्तनूपिः व्यशेम देवहितं यदायुः स्वस्ति न इन्द्रो वृत्तश्रवाः स्वस्ति नः पूषा विश्ववेदाः स्वस्ति नस्तार्क्षो अरिष्टनेमिः स्वस्ति नो बृहस्पतिर्दधातु ॐ शान्ति शान्तिः On page 3, I'm hearing a little mistake that's very easy to make. If you notice in the first page 3, the bottom, number 4, Om, it's the Om Ahang Vrikshasya Reriva. See the long ah there? Then look at the next one. Kirtif Prishtangi Reriva. Short ah. So first one's long ah, second one is short ah. And I tend to hear the second one is being pronounced with a long ah. Okay, so Om Aham, let's do it together. Om Aham Vrikshasya Rediva Kirtip Krishtangi Rediva Urdhva Pavitro Vajini Vaswamritamasmi Dravina Gumsa Varchasam Sumetha Amritokshitaha Iti Trishankor Vedanu Vachanam Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Go to page 5. Excuse me. Number 8 is Om Badram. We'll just practice this a few times before we go to the new one. Om Badran no Apivataya Manaha. 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 Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Okay.
Page 5,
you know, in Swami's audition, I'm seven. Mm-hmm.
The second line where it's
Aninati
Tena Ahuratran, you kind of almost runs it together. So
there's no. You can. Because the and the ah, it could be depending on, some people will break it there, some will. You could go Aninati Tena Ahuratran Santadami, because that those two can sundi.
Right.
Some people put learn it with a danda there, and then they won't put it right together. So either way, it's fine. Does everybody understand that? Okay. Let's look at number 10. Yeah, it's on page 6. Top one on page 6. Repeat after me, and they're just going to read it. Om Yo Brahmanam. Yo Brahmanam.
Yo Brahmanam.
Yo Brahmanam.
Vidadhati.
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 Purvam.
Vidadhati
Purvam.
Vidadhati Purvam.
Yo Brahmanam Vidadhati Purvam.
Yo Brahmanam Vidadhati Purvam.
Yo Vai Vedamscha.
Yo Vai Vedamscha.
Yo Vai Vedamscha.
Yo Vai Vedamscha.
Prahinoti Tasmai.
Prahinoti Tasmai.
Prahinoti Tasmai.
Prahinoti tasmai.
Tagum. Tagum. Tagum.
Tagum.
Tagum. Devam atma buddhi prakasham.
Devam atma buddhi prakasham.
Devam Atma Buddhi Prakasham. The different words. Devam. Devam. Atma. Buddhi. Prakasham. Devam. Atma. Buddhi. Prakasham. Devam Atma Buddhi Prakasham. Deva Matma Buddhi Prakasham. Mumukshuravai. 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 Sharanam Aham.
Sharanam Aham.
Sharanam. Sharanam. Sharanam Aham. Prapadye.
Sharanam aham prapadye. Sharanam aham prapadye. Sharanam aham prapadye. Sharanam aham prapadye. Om yo brahmanam vidadati purvam. Om yo brahmanam vidadati purvam. Om yo brahmanam vidadati purvam. Yo vai vedanscha prahinoti tasmai. Yo vai vedanscha prahinoti tasmai. Tagum hadevam atma buddhi prakasham. Tagumha, tagumha, tagumha devam, atma buddhi prakasham. Tagumha devam, atma buddhi prakasham. Tagumha devam, atma buddhi prakasham. Tagum hadevam. Tagum hadevam. Atma buddhi prakasham. Mumukshuravai. Sharanam aham prapadye. Let me tell you what it means. Do the Sandhi first. Yaha Brahmanam Vidadati Purvam Yaha Vai Vedan Cha Prahinoti Tasmai. Tam. Tagum is tam. Ha. Devam Atma Buddhi Prakasham. Mumukshuhu Vai Sharanam Aham Prapadye. Yaha. He who, Brahmanam, is the accusative singular of Brahman. So we're talking about Brahmaji because it's in the masculine. So Brahmaji. He who, an accusative singular, Brahmanam, Brahmaji, Vidadati, created, produced.
Is Brahmaji, is that Ishwara?
Ishwara as manifesting in, as the creator. Oh. Brahma, Vishnu, and Shiva are all aspects of Ishwara. So in the first manifestation of the manifestation of the creation as it manifests, that's called Brahmaji. So it is Ishwara. Okay? So, he who Purvam first, initially in the beginning, Purvam, created Brahmaji, Brahmanam, Brahmanam Vidadati Purvam, Yaha, he who Vai, Vai is indeclinable, and it means indeed, certainly, truly. It's an expletive in the sense of indeed or certainly, okay? So he who indeed or certainly, probably we might not even translate it, but just so you know the essence of it. Vedan, Raman, the Vedas, accusative plural, right? Masculine accusative plural, the Vedas. Prahinoti tasmai. And he who Prahinoti sent forth, the Vedas tasmai to him. So first, he who first created Brahmaji and then sent the Vedas to him, gave him the Vedas, okay? Tasmai means to him, Dative. Tasmai is a pronoun, and you haven't learned pronouns yet, but tasmai happens to be the dative singular of the pronoun tut in the masculine. Okay, so it means, so yaha, he who sent forth the Vedas to him. First having created Brahmaji, he then gave Brahmaji the Vedas. Tum, him. Ha is indeed, it means the same as vai, and indeclinable. Devam, tum devam, that effulgent one, that god, devam. Accusative singular. Atma buddhi, compound, atma buddhi prakasham. Who is the prakasha, the light of my buddhi? Atma buddhi prakasham. Who is the light of atma, here can just mean mine, who is the light of my buddhi, of my intellect. Mumukshuhu, nominative singular. Vai indeed, sharanam, refuge, aham I, prapadye. So let me put it, sharanam prapadye, I seek refuge. When you put these two together, sharanam prapadye, I seek refuge, protection, I seek refuge, aham prapadye, sharanam aham prapadye, I seek refuge. I who am a mumukshu, one who desires liberation, vai indeed, I seek refuge from you, I seek you, and then I seek your refuge. How this means is, I seek you for refuge. If you go back to that term, who do I seek for the sharanam? Tum devam atma buddhi prakasham. I seek you, the effulgent one, who is the light of my buddhi. I seek refuge. I am a mumukshu. I seek you. I seek refuge. I seek you for refuge. Who are devam, self-effulgent, atma buddhi prakasham.
So consciousness.
Yeah. Then who, I seek you for refuge, the one who lights up my buddhi, who is the self-effulgent devam, okay? Who sent forth Brahmaji, created Brahmaji, and then gave Brahmaji the Vedas? Ishwara, right? Brahman. Brahman with the Mayupadi, right? So this is such a beautiful one. I seek refuge from you, the one who is the self-effulgent devam, who is the light of my buddhi, yaha, who created Brahmaji first, and who then gave to him the Vedas. I seek refuge. I, Mumukshu, seek refuge from you.
And that's in reference to my own presence.
The truth of yourself is Brahman, right? The one who lights up your buddhi, that is Brahman. And that Brahman is the one who created the whole.
So who is the light of my buddhi? Who is the effulgent light?
Devam, you can say God, or the one who is self-effulgent. Because coming from div means to light up, to be luminous. So Swamiji would probably translate it as the self-effulgent one. Who is the light, the prakasham, the light of the buddhi? Atma buddhi, the buddhi of myself. Okay? Atma buddhi prakasham. So devam accusative singular, atma buddhi prakasham, a compound, which is accusative singular. Tam is that, him. And it's a correlative to that yaha, he who created Brahmaji, to him, I seek refuge, I seek him for refuge.
And when it's the atma buddhi, previously, you said it means my
buddhi.
Yeah, the buddhi of myself, my buddhi.
Does it mean that mind, or does it mean more singular to the individual?
Well, when I say my buddhi, mm-hmm. it's talking about the buddhi, my buddhi, right? The buddhi of myself, you can say, my own buddhi. Atma can be used that way.
And Purva in this case means initially the
first
being
higher. Purva means initially.
And Prakasha means light.
Light. Mm-hmm. The light of my buddhi.
But so in this case, the buddhi is referring to
the mind, the intellect. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what was the tarum here?
Tum. Tum is the accusative singular. And it refers to he who created Brahman, him. I seek refuge in him. Right? Sharanam prapadye goes together. I seek refuge. Sharanam prapadye. I seek him for refuge. So that's why it's a double accusative there.
And I'm seeking refuge here in myself, right? In myself.
In him, who is myself is Brahman,
right.
Who is Ishwara. I seek refuge in Ishwara, who is myself, right? Who is the one who lights up my buddhi? Who created the Mahavakya here? Mm-hmm. Right? It's a Mahavakya. I seek refuge in him who lights up my buddhi, who is the one who created Brahmaji and then gave Brahmaji the Vedas. Alright, let's try chanting it. Om, Om, Yo Brahmanam. Om, Yo Brahmanam. Om yo brahmanam vidadati purvam vidadati purvam vidadati purvam vidadati purvam vidadati purvam
vidadati purvam
yo brahmanam vidadati purvam yo brahmanam vidadati Sorry, that it should go like this. Om yo brahmanam vidatati purvam. Om yo brahmanam vidatati purvam. Om yo brahmanam vidatati purvam.
Om yo brahmanam vidatati purvam.
Om yo brahmanam vidadati purvam.
Om yo brahmanam vidadati purvam.
Kyo vai vedamscha.
Kyo vai vedamscha.
Kyo vai vedamscha.
Kyo vai vedamscha.
Brahinoti tasmai.
Brahinoti tasmai.
Prahinoti tasmai.
Prahinoti tasmai.
Om yo brahmanam vidadati purvam.
Om yo brahmanam vidadati purvam.
Yo vai vedanscha.
Yo vai vedanscha.
Prahinoti tasmai. Om yo brahmanam vidadati purvam.
Om yo brahmanam vidadati purvam.
Yo vai vedanscha prahinoti tasmai.
Yo vai vedanscha prahinoti tasmai.
Yo brahmanam.
Yo brahmanam.
Vidadati purvam.
Vidadati purvam.
Yo vai vedanscha.
Yo vai vedanscha.
Prahinoti tasmai.
Prahinoti tasmai.
Yo brahmanam vidadati purvam.
Yo brahmanam vidadati purvam.
Yo brahmanam vidadati purvam.
Yo vai vedanscha.
Yo vai vedanscha. Prahinoti tasmai.
Prahinoti tasmai.
Yo vai vedanscha. Prahinoti tasmai.
Yo vai vedanscha.
Chamscha Prahino Titasmai.
Yo
Brahmanangi Tatati Purvam.
Yo
Vai Vedanscha Prahinoti Tasmai.
Yo
Brahmanangi Tatati Purvam.
Yo
Vai Vedanscha Prahinoti Tasmai. Tagum Tagum Hadevam.
Tagum Hadevam.
Tagum Hadevam. Atma Buddhi Prakasham.
Atma Buddhi Prakasham.
Tagum Hadevam.
Atma Buddhi Prakasham.
Tagum Hadevam Atma Buddhi Prakasham.
Tagum Hadevam Atma Buddhi Prakasham.
Tagum Hadevam Atma Buddhi Prakasham.
Tagum Hadevam.
Tagum Hadevam.
Tagum
Hadevam. Atma Buddhi Prakasham.
Atma Buddhi Prakasham.
Atma Buddhi Prakasham.
Atma Buddhi Prakasham.
Tagum Hadevam.
Tagum Hadevam.
Atma Buddhi Prakasham.
Atma Buddhi Prakasham.
Tagum Hadevam.
Tagum Hadevam.
Atma Buddhi Prakasham.
Atma Buddhi Prakasham.
Mumukshurvai.
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 Sharanamaham.
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 Prapadye. Prapadye.
Prapadye.
Prapadye. Mumukshurvai.
Mumukshurvai.
Sharanamaham.
Sharanamaham.
Prapadye.
Prapadye.
Mumukshurvai. Sharanamaham.
Mumukshurvai. Sharanamaham.
Prapadye.
Prapadye.
Mumukshurvai. Sharanamaham. Prapadye.
Mumukshurvai.
Mumukshurvai Sharanamaham Prapadye.
Mumukshurvai Sharanamaham Prapadye.
Om Yo Brahmanam Vitadati Purvam.
Om Yo Brahmanam Vitadati Purvam.
Yo Vai Vedanscha Prahinoti Tasmai.
Yo Vai Vedanscha Prahinoti Tasmai.
Tagum Hadevam Atma Buddhi Prakasham.
Tagum Hadevam Atma Buddhi Prakasham.
Mumukshurvai Sharanamaham Prapadye.
Mumukshurvai Sharanamaham Prapadye.
Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
You can try chanting it 3 times with me, and then we'll work on it more next week.
Om Yo Brahmanam Vidadati Purvam. Yo Vai Vedanscha Prahinoti Tasmai.
Tagum Hadevam Atma Buddhi Prakasham.
Mumukshurvai Sharanamaham Prapadye. Om Yo Brahm. Om Yo Brahmanam Vidadati Purvam.
Yo Vai Vedanscha
prahinoti tasmai tagam hadevam atmabuddhi prakasham mamukshurvai sharanamaham prapadye om yo brahmanam vidatati purvam yo vai vedanscha prahinoti tasmai tagam hadevam atmabuddhi prakasham mamukshurvai sharanamaham prapadye om shanti shanti shanti.
Okay, it's verse Atmabodha, verse 34.
Nirguno nishkriyo nityaha. Nirguno nishkriyo nityaha. Nirvikalpo niranjanaha. Nirvikalpo niranjanaha. Nirvikaro nirakaraha. Nirvikaro nirakaraha. Nityamuktosmi nirmalaha. Nityamuktosmi nirmalaha. Nirguno nishkriyo nityaha. Nirguno nishkriyo nityaha. Nirvikalpo niranjanaha. Nirvikalpo niranjanaha. Nirvikaro nirakaraha. Nirvikaro nirakaraha. Nityamuktosmi nirmalaha. Nityamuktosmi nirmalaha.
Sandhi. Nirgunaha nishkriyaha nityaha nirvikalpaha niranjanaha nirvikaraha nirakaraha nityamuktaha asmi nirmalaha. You see on the second line where it says asmi, I am. Okay, asmi, I am. And then I am all of these things. If you notice, all of these, all of the rest of the words are in the nominative singular, masculine nominative singular. The asmi is the what makes it a sentence. So asmi, I am. Let's go to the top. Nirgunaha. Nirgunaha means without quality. It can also be free from the gunas, sattva, rajas, and tamas, or guna also means attributes or qualities. So nirgunaha, I am free from attributes, aham nirgunaha. Nir means without or free from. Nishkriyaha, that nir, nishkriyaha, sorry, it's the same, nir, nis. I am without action. Kriya means action. I am free from action. Nishkriyaha. So, and again, see, do you see how all of these are in the masculine nominative singulars? So it's a masculine voice then. Nirgunaha, nishkriyaha, niskriyaha, nityaha, free from time, eternal, nityaha. Nirvikalpaha. Vikalpa means division. A vikalpa is a division. I am without duality, free from division. Nirvikalpaha. Nir anjanaha. Anjana is a stain or a mark, like a stain. Without, I am not with, free from any type of mark or stain. Anjana. Nir anjana. Nir anjanaha.
The same as shuddha?
Yeah, it can be. Right, it's another word for shuddha, pure. Nir anjanaha. Nir vikaraha. Vikara is a modification. I am without any modification. No vikaras. Nirvikaraha. Nir-akaraha. An akara is a form. Free from form. Nir-akaraha. Nitya-muktaha. A compound. Nitya is eternal, free from time. Mukta, liberated. I am nitya muktaha.
eternally liberated, nitya muktaha, never eternally liberated, nitya muktaha. Muktaha is liberated. Asmi, I am nitya muktaha. Nirmalaha, free from impurity. Mala is dirt. I'm used abstractly as an impurity. Nirmalaha, free from any impurity.
Swamiji does a whole meditation on these concepts.
Mm-hmm. Because you can do as a nitadhyasana, aham nitargunaha, and meditate on that. Aham nityamuktaha, meditate on that. Once you know the meaning, they become part of a for nitadhyasana. That's right. So, nitargunaha, niskriyaha, nityaha, nitarvikalpaha, nitaranjanaha, nitarvikaraha, nir akaraha, nitya muktaha, asmi, nirmalaha. So yeah, for nitadhyasana, each one of these words resolves into the nature of myself. Right? So they're just different words that are pointing to the to Brahman.
Well, I was just wondering if it's some sort of poetic aspect to have everything beginning with the same concept.
Nitya probably. Mm-hmm. Also a neti neti, not this, not this, not this. You take something that's known, like a stain. For me, there is no stain. A form. For me, there is no form. And so it's really part of the teaching methodology, too, to think of all the things that, for instance, this body or mind could be, and say, not that, not that. And so here, like, I have so many qualities. The Brahman has no qualities. Or even from Hiranyagarbha, or from Virat, from the Ishvara, which is a manifestation, sattva, rajas, and tamas, the three gunas. For me, there are no gunas. Right? So either attributes or the sattva, rajas, and tamas. So yeah, that negation is a teaching methodology that has a twofold function. The twofold function is to negate what you are not, but in the negation of what you are not, your mind should resolve into what you are. You know, so there's going to be a positive assertion that needs to come also. Nityaha, timeless, is a positive assertion. But this is, with the next line also, there'll be some, not positive assertion exactly, but it's kind of...
And was Shankara one of the best poets of all time?
He was a wonderful poet and wrote so many songs and verses in praise of Ishwara and about this knowledge. Yeah. Beautiful. Yeah. So everybody see the grammar here?
Yeah, what was the name of vikara?
Vikara is a modification. So like, for instance, if something like milk can modify into curds, so anything that transforms or modifies into something else. So any cause-effect relationship where one thing becomes another, modifies into another.
So it's modification.
Modification, yeah.
So Brahman doesn't do that?
No. Yourself doesn't. Not Brahman. Brahman doesn't do that, but... Brahman doesn't do that, but the point here, Everett, is asmi. I don't do that.
Yeah.
Right? And I am Brahman, but it's to recognize that your own being, none of these apply to your own self.
And then
I am nirgunaha, right? Yeah.
And then nitya mukta.
Nitya muktaha. Nitya means eternal, and mukta, eternally liberated.
So
the one whose liberation is nitya, is free from time. I am one who am liberated. And what is a quality of the liberation? Nityaha. The liberation itself is timeless, free from time. There's never, another way of saying it, there's never a time I've not been liberated. Because in fact, this knowledge is the recognition that I have always been liberated. I've never been bound. It's the mistake of the mind, because of the superimposition of the self on what is bound, that causes me to take myself to be bound, but in fact I never have been bound.
So if you were translating this into English to keep sort of the form that it's written here in Sanskrit, because you can say, I'm free from attributes, free from actions, free from time, free from division, free from stain, free from modification. But how would you, could you continue to somehow say...
Nityaha, I would just say...
You could say eternally liberated, but that's not continuing.
You don't have to continue, though, because Nityaha means timeless.
Oh.
Yeah. Timeless or eternal. You know, I would say I've always been liberated.
And that's what's nice that you point out, all these are negations, but then eternally liberated is an assertion.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's the only verse we need, right?
Let's go to the next one.
I'm understanding of that.
Yeah.
Aham akashavat sarvam, bahirantara gato chitaha, bahirantara gato chitaha, sada sarva samashuddha, sada sarva samashuddha, nisango nirmalo chalaha, nisango nirmalo chalaha, aham akashavat sarvam, Aham akashavat sarvam bahirantara gato chitaha, bahirantara gato chitaha, sada sarva samashuddha, sada sarva samashuddha, nisango nirmalo chalaha, nisango nirmalo chalaha. Sandhi. Aham akashavat sarvam. Bahihi antaha antara bahihi antaha. It's actually keep it as bahir antara gataha achyutaha sada sarva samaha shuddha Nisangaha Nirmalaha Achalaha. Okay? Everybody got this, Sandhi?
Gataha, is it Gataha?
Gataha Achyutaha.
Achyutaha.
Okay. Achyutaha.
Okay.
Aham, I. Akashavat. But indeclinable on, when it's added on to a noun or adjective, like. Aham akashavat, I like space. Sarvam is going to be in the accusative singular, all or everything. Sarvam. Bahi means outside, external, outside. Antara means inside, internal, outside and inside. Gataha. Aham gataha, I have gone outside and inside, everything. Sarvam means, in English we'd say, I have pervaded everything. I have pervaded everything inside and outside, external and internal.
Where's that pervaded?
The gataha can be translated, I have gone into, I have pervaded, I have gone into everything inside and outside, external and internal. So in English we'd say, I've pervaded everything, external and internal. Bahihi, external. Antara, antara, internal. Aham akashavat, I like space, have pervaded everything, inside and outside. Okay? Bahi is outside, antara is inside. I have gone into everything. Inside, gataha really comes from gut, it's a past passive participle from gum. Gam gataha is a past passive participle. But it means I have gone into, I have pervaded, I have become, I have gone into this, taken the state of. There's a lot of different meanings for gataha.
What was sarvam again?
Sarvam, all, everything.
Oh, okay.
Achyutaha. Aham achyutaha. I who am fixed, who have never moved. Achyutaha means fixed or firm. There's no movement for me. Achyutaha. Chuttaha, the ah negates chuttaha. Chuttaha means that which moves or varies, or is not firm. Achuttaha means that which never varies, that which is fixed or firm, remains as it is. Achuttaha. Aham achuttaha, nominative, masculine nominative singular. Aham achuttaha, I am achuttaha, I am firm.
Where's aham?
At the very beginning, first word. Look at the first word in the sentence.
Oh.
So.
Sorry.
Follow along. Aham, I, akashavat, like space, sarvam, all, bahihi, bahir antargataha, I, like space, everything, have gone into externally and internally, right? Achuttaha, I who am achuttaha, firm, changeless, right? Fixed, unwavering. Aham achuttaha, akashavat, sarvam, bahir antaragataha. I who am fixed, firm, changeless, have pervaded everything inside and outside, outside and inside. Akash of it, like space. Sada, always, indeclinable. Sada, always. Sarva samaha, compound. Samaha, the same. Aham sarva samaha. I am the same in all. Sarva, all. Sarva samaha, compound. I am the same in all. Sada, always, aham sarva samaha, I am the same in all. Shuddha, nominative singular, aham shuddha, I am pure. Always, I am always sarva samaha, shuddha, pure. Nisangaha, free from attachment. Sangha means association or attachment. Sangaha. Connection, association, attachment. Nisangaha. Nis is the same as neuter. Nisangaha. I am free from, without attachment. I'm not attached to anything. Sada, sarvasamaha, shuddha, nisangaha, nirmalaha. He uses this from the last verse also. Free from impurity. Mala is dirt or impurity. Nirmalaha. Achalaha. All of these are nominative singulars, right? Like Ramaha, achalaha. Chala means to movement. Achala. Immovable, immobile. I never move. I'm free from any movement. Chala is movement. Achala, immovable. I never move.
I shall not be moved.
Free from attachment.
Oh, okay.
Sangha is attachment or connection or association. If you say a sangha, a famous nirpunetadhyasana, a sanghoham.
Oh, yeah.
A sanghoham. A sanghaha aham. I'm not attached to anything. I'm free from any connection or attachment. That's a very powerful meditation. Okay. So let's look from the beginning. Aham, akashavat, sarvam, bahir, antargataha, achitaha. Sada, sarva samaha, shuddha, nisangaha, nirmalaha, achalaha.
So achutaha and achalaha, is that the same word?
Achutta. Achutta means firm or fixed. It's more of that sense. Achala, you can be firm or fixed and still moving,
mm-hmm.
right? But you're not only firm, fixed, stable, you're also immovable. Nothing's moving, no moving parts, achala. There's no motion, free from motion, motionless.
Mm-hmm.
In the Bhasha, it goes like this. Achalaha. Okay. Purnasya chalana abhavat. because of the abhava, the absence of motion, chalana, chalana abhava, because of the absence of motion, purnasya, for what is infinite. Purna means that which is absolutely full, complete, so it's a word for infinite. Purnasya, so for the infinite, chalana abhava, because of the absence of motion, for something infinite. Does everybody see the Sanskrit here? Let's do the next one.
Number 8.
Yeah, you need your new page. Because there's not much grammar here. So you can just do it.
That's what you think.
Nitya shuddha vimuktaikam, nitya shuddha vimuktaikam, akhandanandam avyayam. Akhandanandam avyayam, satyam jnanam anantam yata, satyam jnanam anantam yata, param brahmaham eva tat, param brahmaham eva tat, nitya shuddha vimuktaikam, nitya shuddha vimuktaikam, akhandanandam avyayam, akhandanandam avyayam, satyam jnanam anantam yata. Satyam jnanam anantam yata, param brahmaham eva tat. Brahma. That, you hear me kind of say yata. Satyam, satyam jnanam anantam yata. Yet. It's actually yet, right? Yet.
Yeah.
But in chanting, they'll often at that, for that dental ta, when it comes at the end of a phrase, they'll go, Swamiji does this all of the time. Well, I mean, they all seem to. Satyam jnanam anantam yata. It's not quite an but yata. Param brahma eva. Param brahmaham eva tata. So it's as though there's almost a little slight at the end, and that's just convention. So let's take a look at the words. Sandhi. Nitya. Shuddha, Vimukta, Ekam, Akhanda, Anandam, Avyayam. Nitya, Shuddha, Vimukta, Ekam, Akhanda, Anandam, Avyayam. Satyam, jnanam, anantam, yat, param, brahma, aham, eva, tat. Okay? Now, again, these are just a list of words, and they're all in the neuter nominative singular, because Brahman is neuter nominative singular. You see at the end of the second line, Brahma aham eva tat. That means Brahma aham. Brahma aham eva. I am Brahman. Brahma aham. Let's do this, the very last quarter, okay? Param, you see the param? Brahma, aham, eva, tat. That's your basic sentence. And it says, I am indeed, aham Brahma, I am Brahman indeed. That eva is just emphasis. I am that Brahman, tat Brahman. I am indeed that Brahman. Param, I am indeed that supreme Brahman.
What, the supreme?
Padam. I'll tell you in a minute how to understand the translation of supreme, what it really means.
Okay.
So, but Padam Brahman. Brahman is a neuter noun. So Padam is nominative neuter. The supreme Brahman, Padam Brahman, aham I, eva indeed, tat that. I am indeed that supreme Brahman. Okay? Padam Brahma aham eva tat. I am indeed that supreme Brahman.
Do you think tat is really the word indeed?
No, eva is indeed. Tat means that. I am that Brahman. Tat is that. Now go one in one. Do you see the yet?
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm going to tell you, because I am indeed that supreme Brahman, yet which, and the word is understood, because there's no verb in this sentence. When there's no verb in the sentence, the verb will be is. Okay? So you're going to have your basic sentence is this. I am indeed that supreme Brahman which is. Yet, which is. Everybody with me on that first, that last quarter there?
Mm-hmm.
Now let's see which is what. Go to the beginning of the verse. Nitya means timeless. Shuddha, pure. Vimukta, liberated. Ekam, one. Okay, I want to say something about this. Notice in what we've just read, nitya, no ending on it. Nitya, shuddha, no ending. Vimukta, no ending. Ekam, ending. Neuter nominative singular. So this is a compound. And the compound is going to be what we call a dwandwa. It means it's joined together by and. I am nitya and shuddha. I am timeless and pure and liberated and one. Or you could say like this. You could also say like this. I am one who is liberated, who is pure, who is nitya. That might even be better. Who is timeless. I am one. I am ekam, one. Who is, that's called a karmadari if we do it that way. I like that better, actually. Let's do it that way. I am one who is vimukta, reading backwards. I am ekam, one, who is vimukta, liberated, who is shuddha, pure, who is nitya, free from time.
Why did they say vimukta?
Vishesha means that's just giving an emphasis to the type of liberation. So now I want to tell you something else. A lot of times in compounds, when something like nitya is the first member, it could be broken like this. I am one. I am eternally one who is liberated, and I am one, meaning one without a second. Eternally liberated and eternally pure. So there's different ways that we could break this. We could put nitya as an adjective to shuddha. I am always pure. I am always liberated. You could say, I am one who is eternally pure, and I am one who is eternally pure and liberated. Or you could say, I am one who is liberated, who is pure, who is timeless. All of those are correct. So it depends on, and none of them are wrong. If they're all correct, none are wrong, then you can choose how to break it. And what Shankara would do, would say, it can mean this, or it can mean this. And actually, they're all saying the same thing. Because if something is one and timeless, the instant you say it's timeless, then, and it's all these other things must be timeless also. So here's this first compound. Nitya, shuddha, vimukta, ekam. Second compound. Akanda, anandam. Akanda means undivided. Kanda means to divide. Akanda, without division. Undivided. Ananda, fullness. Ananda, we don't need to translate. Akanda, anandam. Akanda is also, when we say undivided, you can say whole also. You know?
Is this going to be a one compound?
Or I am ananda, I am Ananda, and yeah, I would probably take it as a dwindra, but you could also say the Ananda, which is whole, undivided, which is akunda. I would say Ananda and akunda. I'll look in a minute and see how they do it in the Bhasha.
Did you leave out a word there at the end?
Yeah, I haven't got there yet. Avyayam, changeless, without parts. Satyam, true, means satyam, that which exists, being, pure being. Jnanam, or satyam jnanam anantam, that's the same as Satchitananda. Satyam, the existence, jnanam, consciousness, knowledge, sense of consciousness. Anantam, limitless, without end. Anta means end. Ananta, without end. Satyam jnanam anantam, that's another way in the Taittiriya Upanishad saying satyam jnanam anantam, Satchitananda. So, let's look at the whole thing. I am that Supreme Brahman. I am indeed that Supreme Brahman, which is nitya, timeless, shuddha, pure, vimukta, liberated, one. Okay, and one. Akanda anandam, which is a limitless ananda, undivided ananda, or ananda and whole, and without division, without separation. Avyayam, changeless, without parts. Changeless is better. Changeless. I don't. What's that word? I don't change from my nature. Avyayam means I don't deviate from my nature. That which is. You need more than so changeless. You can say immutable. Avyayam can be immutable. I don't mutate. To mutate means to change from your nature. So avyayam, satyam existence, jnanam consciousness, knowledge, anantam. Limitless, without end. I am that Supreme Brahman, which is nitya shuddha vimukta ekam, which is akanda anandam, which is avyayam, which is satyam jnanam anantam.
Wouldn't you say who is? Brahman who is?
Yeah, Brahman is neuter, that's why I said.
Ah, oh, which is?
Yeah.
Ah, okay.
Brahman is a neuter now.
Okay.
Can everybody see it? When we say Param, Supreme, which it's an odd word to use, Supreme, does it? But Param means Desha Kala Vastu Aparichedaha. Supreme is that cannot be divided, you know, or limited by space, time, or quality. Everybody see it? Nitya shuddha vimuktaikam, nitya shuddha vimuktaikam, akandanandam avyayam, akandanandam avyayam, satyam jnanam anantam yata, satyam jnanam anantam yata, param brahmaham eva tata, param brahmaham eva tata. Okay, in your Bhandarka, turn to page 93. I'm going to teach you talk about a third participle so that we'll have two. And why I'm putting these three together is because the formations are easy. And if you know how to form one, you basically know how to form the other. But I want you to kind of, basically I want to be able to, when I'm teaching you Vedanta, I want to be able to say the name of these participles and have you recognize them. And then over time, these next several weeks, we'll do lots of examples. But for now, let me just give you an example of, remember the infinitive of purpose that we've been talking about. Does everybody remember that? Tum. This one we worked on. When you see tum at the end of a verbal root,
It means like to, whatever the verb is. So say if I say, I want to go, or I want to do, or I am able to do, right? So he wanted to give such and such. So this infinitive, to da-da, is going to be indicated by tune. So whenever we see a tune, that's what it's going to be, okay? The next one I want to show you is one that ends in twa. Whenever we see twa at the end, this is both of these are indeclinable. It means having done, having gone, having done blah blah blah, whatever the verb is. Okay? And let me show you how this is. I want to give you an example in a sentence. Having done his work, he went home, okay? That's a sentence. Having done his work and he, there's the same, a shared subject. He, having done his work, went home, okay? So what this indeclinable past participle stands for . It shows sequential action. First he does this, then he does this, then he does that. So we could say, having done this, having done that, he then does this. Right? So what you have to realize is whenever we use that twa ending, it's only one subject. The subject, having done this, then does that. Okay? And so it's showing sequential action. I mean, we use this in English all the time, right? Mm-hmm. Okay? So what's good about this is that there's no... It's not declinable. Okay? Yay. The other participle that we learned first was actually the ta ending, and that was the past passive participle, right? And that past passive participle, we learned, can be used as a verb in a sentence, like a passive verb, and it also can be used as a noun, it can be used as an adjective in a sentence. So these three, actually it goes in this order in terms of how we learn them, are something that I want to work with more today. The past passive participle, the tum ending, to do, and the twa, having done, okay?
And you said the past passive participle is an adjective or a...
Or a verb in a sentence.
Why do you put the one? Why do you run this? Because this be one.
Oh, because I taught this first.
Oh, okay.
That's all.
And the tum and the twa are verbs only.
No, they're indeclinable participles.
Perfect.
Indeclinable past participle and infinitive of purpose. Okay. So let me. What I want to do. Well, first of all, let me give you some examples.
On page.
Actually, take your end point. And go to page 124 on the Antoine. I want to explain this so that you can look at the first root ut. It's actually a first Paris Maikara. Now go to the present tense atati. You see that first column atati? So you know that it's present. It's Paris Maikara because it has a t ending, as opposed to a te ending. So the present tense for ut would be atati. The present passive, if you remember that in the passive that we've learned,
the root takes ya, and then the parasamayapada, and then the fourth atmane, it looks like a fourth atmanepada, it takes the atmanepada endings. So ut plus ya plus te, ut yate. So ut with present active achati would mean he or she roams. Ut yate would be the forest is roamed by him. We wouldn't say that really in English, but you can use that passive in Sanskrit. The past passive participle, akati, akita, sorry. Remember I told you that there's a whole list of roots that before they add these participle endings will take a short e? If you were to memorize them, you'd be memorizing about 100 roots. And the whole, of all of the different roots in Sanskrit, perhaps 100 or more will take this e before a participle ending. And a few other endings also, which you haven't gotten to yet. So this is an example. Remember, for the past passive participle, the ending is ta, okay? And then for the infinitive of purpose, the ending is tum. Well, they have it in a different order here. I'm going to do that. Twa and tum, okay? These are the endings. Past passive participle, indeclinable past participle, and infinitive of purpose. Say if we take ut, the past passive participle of ut, because it happens to take bt, would be utita. It takes e, which a lot of them do. So you just have to get used to knowing that. There's a lot of roots that take that short e after the root. So utita.
I'm so sorry. What is the... I beg your pardon. What is the twa one called?
Twa.
Yeah.
Indeclinable past participle.
Okay.
And you see here that indeclinable past participle is the next to the last kom. Mm-hmm. Now, if this is atita, this would be atitwa. And this would be atitum. So if it takes E, it'll take E all the way through. Here's the twa ending, here's the tum ending. Akita would be is roamed, is or was roamed. The forest was roamed. Atitwa, having roamed. Atitum, to roam. He wanted to roam. He was able to roam. Okay? Let's do kri. Just to show you another example. Kri, to do. So very common, kri to do, doesn't take e. So for a past passive participle, the root stays as it is, and you add the ta. Krita is done. Kritwa, having done. Having done his work, he went home. The work was done by him. Kritwa. With a tune, the penultimate vowel or ending vowel will take guna. Karatum. What's the guna of kri? Ar. Karatum. Guna ar is ar. So krita is or was done, kritwa having done, karatum to do, he wanted to do.
good to know. It takes good to know. That blessed participle is Buddha. And that's by that rule. I don't know if you remember it. And it's not so important that you remember this, but I'm just going to go over it. If you have a Buddha, a word that ends in an aspirate, the, followed by a ta, this goes to the third of its class, which would be Buddha. And the ta changes to da. In your Antoine, to show you this, on page 87, turn to page 87 in your Antoine. Everybody there? Look at number 6. Page 87 in Antoine, number 6. 87, number 6. Verbs ending in the single aspirate, da, ba, or ha, change those aspirates to da, ba, or ga, respectively, while ta becomes da. Look at the example. Yud. Yud would go yud plus da, yud ta. Rud. Rud ta. Sid. Sid ta. Lub. Ba goes to the third. Labda. In all cases, notice that the ta has become ta. Kshub, kshub ta.
And this is the past?
Past has a participle. Past. But what I want to show you is that here, for brute, this would become, it's going to follow the same Sunday. Buddha. There's a better way of writing this. Clear way of writing this like this. Buddha.
So be having known?
Having known. And this, remember with tum, it takes guna, so that would be bodhum. It's going to follow the same sandhi. Bodhum. So the sandhi that applies to the past passive participle will apply to all of these. We'll do these, really, we're going to do these in depth, but I want to kind of just have you understand, kind of be able to recognize them, and then we're going to read over some sentences. Gum, in, for there's a whole a group of about 6 roots where the nasal drops. Gum is gutta. Remember we just had that today. Gutta is gone. Gum to go. Gutta is gone. Gatwa. If this is gata, this would be gatwa. But in the infinitive, it's guntum. The nasal doesn't drop. Gata, gatwa, guntum. But what I want you to realize is that if you know this tum, if you're ready for this tum ending, if you see guntum, you probably know that means to go. Because the only thing after before the tomb is gun, what's that going to be? Probably gun. So gun tomb to go, gatwa, having gone, gata is or was gone. You see? Do you get the idea? So what I'm planning to do is something, first of all, something similar to this, with bigger print, so that you can easily read it, and also a whole list of sentences that we can go over with big print, but I just haven't had time.
And you say there's about 100 of these that take the E and just memory it flat out.
Just know that a lot of roots take E. Yeah. I never memorized the list. Most people haven't memorized the list. They just kind of know that a lot of they see the list. In fact, in book two of this, their whole list, he gives the whole list. It won't come until book two. And in the Panini Sutras, there's a whole list. Okay, go ahead and turn to page 93 in your Bhandarka. We did some of these last week. I want to pick up some more to do. Go to in page 93 in Bhandarka. Go to the bottom of the first column. Bhariyam. Everybody see it? Bhariyam. So repeat after me. Bhariyam tektwa. Vanam gataha. Bhariyam tektwa vanam gataha. Okay. Bharya is a feminine noun, bharya. It means wife. So bharyam, what case do you think that would be? Bharyam. Accusative singular. Bharyam. Tektwa, there's your twa ending. It comes from tyaj. A ja, when it's followed by twa, will become ka. Like tyaj. In the past passive participle would be tyakta. So this is tyaktwa. Tyaktwa, having abandoned. You see the twa there, everybody? And it'll take the accusative. Bharyam tyaktwa, having abandoned. Having abandoned who? That'll go in the accusative. Bharyam tyaktwa, having abandoned his wife. Bharyam tyaktwa, vanam. Vanam is a neuter noun. Here's it's in the accusative. It means forest. Forest.
How do you know it's his wife?
Because gata is in, it's in mas, gataha is in masculine. Do you see gataha there?
Yeah.
Gataha is a past passive participle. Right? The transitive verbs in the past passes are translated actively. Gataha, he went. It's a past passive participle. It could also be gachati or gachat if I did the past tense. Gataha, he went. Gataha. Vanam gataha, he went to the forest. Vanam is an accusative. Gataha, he went. There's no subject in the sentence. You have to supply the subject. And you know this, a subject is masculine because gataha is masculine, like ramaha. If it said gata, that would be translating it as feminine. She went. If it said vanam gata, she went to the forest. But vanam gataha, he went to the forest. So you could say vanam gataha ramaha. Rama went to the forest. But there's no, Rama's not there. See, it's just he. Vanam gataha, he went to the forest. Who, what happened? Having abandoned his wife, he went to the forest.
My question is, where do you get his wife?
There's no his there, but they don't use pronouns like we do in English. So it's...
So what's his wife? It could be the possessive, right? It would be genitive then?
If there was a genitive, you would have like a pronoun. But they usually don't use those pronouns, so you supply it. And we would know that it's his wife, right? Because there's only one subject. He, having abandoned the wife, literally, having abandoned wife, he went forest.
Okay.
Okay. Everybody with me on that? So you realize that with this indeclinable past participle, there's only one verb. I mean, there's only one subject, sorry. Okay? Go to the second column, fourth one down.
Shambhukena. Shambhukena katitam. Shambhukena katitam. Varatam shrutva. Ramo muhyat. Ramo muhyat. Shambhukena katitam varatam shrutva. Ramaha amuhyat. Okay. Shambhukena, by Shambhuka. It's a proper name, by Shambhuka. Katitam. Vartam. The word vartam means news. Information, news. Like if somebody were to give you the news, okay? So reading backwards, kat means to tell. Katita is told or told. So here is or was told. So here told is being, is adjectival. It's a past passive participle, katita. The news which was told by Shambhuka. Reading backwards, varatam, varatam, feminine noun, accusative singular. The news, reading backwards, katitam, which was told, past passive participle, kat, it takes the e, so itta. The news which was told, Shambhuka, Shambhukena, by, right, instrumental singular. Shambhukena, katitam, varatam. So reading backwards, the news which was told by Shambhuka, Shambhuka. Shrutva. Shru means to hear. Shrutva. Having heard the news which was told by Shambhuka. Everybody see that? Shrutva. Having heard. Now, that's what's the accusative, the indeclinable past participle taken of accusative. So having heard what? The news. And now you've got this adjectival phrase, the news which was told by Shambhuka. In English, we'd probably just say, having heard the news told by Shambhuka. Ramaha amuhyat. Amuhyat is past tense. It means mu, means to faint. If it was muhyati, it would be faints. Ramaha muhyati, be Rama faints. Ramaha amuhyat means Rama fainted. You haven't learned the past tense yet, so just take my word for it. If I were to put it in the present tense, it would be Ramaha muhyati. Rama fainted. But Ramaha amuhyat, Ramaha muhyati would be Rama faints. Ramaha amuhyat means Rama fainted. Rama, having heard the news told by Shambhuka, fainted. First he heard the news, then he fainted. Do you get kind of get it?
Is this from the Ramayana?
Yeah, it is.
I don't know which
one. Sequential. Go to the next page, page 94. Go to the next, the first column, the next to the last, Shatrun. Everybody see it? Shatrun Jitwa Nagarim Pravishat. It's another past tense. But Shatrun Jitwa, repeat, Shatrun Jitwa Nagarim Pravishat. Jitwa. The shatrun, you see the palatal nya there? That's a dental na, shatrun, like gurun, accusative plural. Shatru means enemy. Shatrun, which changes to nya, the palatal nya because of the ja. Shatrun is accusative, masculine accusative plural, like gurun, the enemies. Jitwa. Ji means to conquer. Jitwa. Having conquered. Jitwa. Shatrunjatwa, having conquered the enemies, Nagarim. Nagari is a feminine noun and it means city or village, city. Nagarim, accusative, singular, from Nagari, feminine noun, Nagarim, accusative, singular, the city. Pravishat is the past tense of pravishati. Pravish means to enter. Pravishati would be he enters. Pravishat, he entered. Okay? So, Shatrun Jitwa, having conquered the enemies, Nagarim Pravishat, he entered the city. Nagarim, accusative singular, feminine accusative singular. Pravishat, past tense, which you haven't learned yet. Pravishat, he entered. Nagarim Pravishat, he entered the city. Jitwa, having conquered the enemies. Go to the second column, second one down. This is the last one we'll do. Prithivyam charitum yagniyo shwo muktaha. Repeat after me. Prithivyam charitum yagniyo shwo muktaha. If I break the sandhi. Prithivyam charitum yagniyaha ashwaha muktaha. Prithivyam from prithivi, feminine. Prithivyam, locative, singular. Prithivyam. On the earth. Charitum. There's the root is chatter. There you see the E there and the tum. Chatter means to wander. Charitum. To wander on the earth. Prithivyam charitum. To wander on the earth. Yagniyaha means a sacrificial. It's an adjective. Ashwaha means horse. Yagniyaha ashwaha, the sacrificial horse. In a ritual, there's a horse ritual. Yeah. Ashwamedha yagnya. The sacrificial horse. Yagniyaha, nominative singular, adjective. Yagniyaha ashwaha. The sacrificial horse, muktaha, was liberated, was released. Here it's released on the sense of moksha, but it was released, it was let go. So, yagniyaha ashwaha muktaha. The sacrificial horse, adjective, muktaha, was released to wander the earth. There's more of a sense for the sake, for the purpose of, or in order to, which is a tomb ending, right? To wander, in order to wander, for the sake, for the purpose of wandering. That's the tomb. Okay?
Sakura.
Yeah. Everybody see that? On the Prativyam, on the earth, Charitum to wander, Yagniyaha Ashwaha, the sacrificial horse, Mukta, was released. Sacrificial horse was released to wander the earth, to wander on the earth. Or you could even say to wander about the earth, however you want to translate it. Okay? So don't worry about these. You'll get used to it, and I'm going to do a handout that'll make it nice for you as soon as I can. Just take a minute. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.